fat that you didn't want to use, and then you could take it and make this soap out of. You put it in a wash pot, and then you let it come to a boil, and then you would add you some water in it, so much water, and you keep stirring it, and the more you cook it, the thicker it would get. And then you would, the way I did, I would take me some and put it in a something like a saucer to test it out to see if it was hard. And if it wasn't hard enough, I would let it cook long until it did get hard and testing it like that. And then I know in that way it would be done.
Well, how much potash did you use for?
One making, one can.
So you use a can of potash, and mm-hmm. then how much?
Well, mostly it would call for a gallon of old cracklings, it would call, or either, you know, this old dripping that shit wasn't no good.
And like you mean from bacon? And
that's right.
Well, now, what are cracklings?
That comes from a hog, you know, just like when people kill hogs, it's a portion of fat. They dry this out and get this fat out of these cracklings. And then they use this dripping to cook with. And then they don't want to use those cracklings for anything, and they'll take it and use it to make soap.
So you take a can of potash and a gallon of drippings.
Mm-hmm. Or either crackling, they call it. Uh-huh.
And then what else would you use?
Water.
And you just, how much water would you use?
Well, that depends upon how much water you use, from a gallon to 2 gallons of water in that particular.
What do? You just heat up the boiler and pour all that in there?
Oh, you'd have it in a wash pot, in your wash pot, outdoors.
The wash pot?
Uh-huh, and you have to have your fire there to cook it, to have it boiling.
So, do you add, do you put just a certain thing in first, or you just add it all at once?
First you add just a little water, and then you put your potash in there, and then you put your cracklings in there, and this potash eats those cracklings up as it boils, you know. When it begin to get hot, then this potash begin to eat up this grease and these cracklings you put in there.
What's the smell?
Well, it's been so long now since I made it. I can't hardly tell you how it smells. But it smells all right. And then you can't keep yourself too close to it because the strength of that potash, you know, is strong, you know, like that.
It's burning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's burning. Because that potash eats, you know.
So what do? You stir it with a
stick? Mm-hmm.
And then what do? Like, how long does it take to cook it? I think I'm going to try some.
Well, that depends upon how fast you cook it. Uh-huh. It's best to cook it slow. And that depends upon how fast you cook it. And then when you cook it so long, it'll begin to get thick, you know. And then, as I said, the way I take mine to test it, see if it's done, I just pour me some in a saucer, you know, and set aside and let it get cold. And if that didn't seem to be cooked long enough, if it run around in that saucer, well, I know they hadn't cooked long enough, and so I, you know, continued cooking it longer. But just to tell you the certain time, I never was sitting on a certain hour, you know, just how long to cook it, you know, like that.
So it really didn't make any difference?
No, it didn't make any difference.
About the length.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you use that soap for? Everything?
Yeah, you can take it to wash clothes with it, and, you know, just anything, you know, like that, because after you cook it so long, that potash cooks in it, and it's not all that strong after you, you know, cook it and, you know, use your water and everything.
What about your dishes?
Well, you could use it to wash dishes.
Can you use it to wash your face?
No, you don't use that. You wouldn't use that to wash your face.
Uh-uh. What would you use to wash your face
with? Well, you'd have to, usually you'd buy your soap for that. A purpose for that, but you never did use this potash soap for, you know, your body for bathing purpose like that.
Why would that be? Because it was too what?
Well, in a way, because it had this potash in it.
That
and that was a little too strong for, you know, for your flesh.
Now, you said you had hogs on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you feed them?